With SRN News, I'm Keith Peters in Washington. This morning, during his address to the UN General Assembly, Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu affirmed his nation's commitment to wipe out Hamas.
The final remnants of Hamas are holed up in Gaza City. They vow to repeat the atrocities of October 7th again and again and again, no matter how diminished their forces. That is why Israel must finish the job.
Meanwhile, President Trump says there's progress toward ending the war in Gaza.
It's looking like we have a deal on Gaza. And we'll let you know. I think it's a deal that will get the hostages back. It's going to be a deal that will end the war. It's going to be a deal which it's going to be peace. I think we have a deal.
President Trump says he'll divert some tariff revenues to U.S. farmers. White House correspondent Greg Clugston reports.
The president's tariff policies have financially hurt some American farmers, and he plans to give them help.
We're going to take some of that tariff money that we made, we're going to give it to our farmers, who are for a little while going to be hurt until it kicks in, the tariffs kick into their benefit.
During his first term, U.S. farmers also endured a drop in demand, and the Trump administration helped to rescue them financially. Greg Clugston, the White House.
The Transportation Department will immediately tighten up the requirements for non-citizens to get commercial driver's licenses after three fatal crashes this year in Florida, Texas, and Alabama that officials say were caused by immigrant truck drivers who never should have received licenses. On Wall Street, the Dow by 300 points. This is SRN News. Americans weigh in on the Trinity.
A new poll from Lifeway Research finds that 71% of adults believe that there is, quote, one true God in three persons, God the Father, God the Son, and God the Holy Spirit. However, the survey also finds that 49% of Americans think that Jesus was a great teacher, but he was not God. And 57% say the Holy Spirit is a force, but not a personal being. Lifeway says these numbers are about the same as 5 years ago. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Pope Leo disappointed millions of Catholics by announcing he doesn't foresee any changes in the Vatican's controversial 2018 agreement with China, allowing the Communist Party to select bishops. The Vatican under Pope Francis claimed the deal would help unite China's estimated 12 million Catholics long divided between those belonging to an official church and an underground church. This is SRN News. The Federal Reserve's favored inflation gauge accelerated slightly in August from a year earlier, correspondent John Scott reports.
The Commerce Department reports that its personal consumption expenditures price index was up 2.7% in August from a year earlier, up from a 2.6% year-over-year increase in July and the most since February. Excluding volatile food and energy prices, so-called core PCE inflation, showed a 2.9 increase in prices from August 2024, same as in July. The increases were what forecasters had expected. John Scott reporting.
Turkish Airlines has announced plans to add 225 Boeing aircraft to its fleet. The announcement was made Friday in a declaration to the Istanbul Stock Exchange. More details at srnnews.com. From Washington, I'm Keith Peters.